Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I have a special friend on the line with me right now. Her name is Fran Birdwell. And she had sent me a text, and I actually wanted her to share her voice on the show so that it can impact the lives of those that are going through circumstances that are very difficult, challenges that they face, the hard, difficult moments that people experience. They need to hear those voices. They need to hear people who have been in similar circumstances. I recognize difference makers, and I share their stories to encourage and inspire all of us to make a positive impact in our communities around the world. And that's exactly what Fran Birdwell is going to do today with this conversation. This conversation touches on something every one of us will encounter in some way, and that is grief. Loss changes us. It reshapes our hopes, our routines, and sometimes even our understanding of who we are. Yet there are people like Fran who remind us that hope can still exist alongside heartbreak. Fran, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, and I appreciate the fact that you were willing to join me and to give your voice so that others can hear the difficult circumstances that you faced, the challenges you faced, and hopefully what it does is gives them encouragement and inspiration to keep moving forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Before we talk about difficult seasons, Fran, tell us about yourself and your family.
So I'm a stage four colon cancer survivor. I have three boys. Two are, one is forever 17 and one is forever 33. And then I have my youngest son. And I currently live in Elkmont. I've kind of been in Alabama for a few years, not originally from Alabama, but I'm just a person of the community and try to help out where I can, and I love to give back and help other people. And when I saw your post that for today's episode, I was like, that spoke to me so profoundly. It led me to message you and go, hey, not sure if this would help someone, but it helped me.
Tell us about your sons. What would you like listeners to know about them?
In loss of children, I've heard this through a lot of grief therapy sessions. There's a before and there's an after. So before would be when your child was still alive, and those memories that you have of them, the sense, the smell, the voices, that's before. And then there's the after, which is the pictures don't change. Their facial features don't change. They remain that age that when they passed away, they still are. And for a parent, it's the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, the things that are forever grained in on the day that they passed away. And so for my son, Jacob, he was an organ donor, organ and tissue donor. So helping get through that stage of grief was going out and sharing his story and, you know, kind of encouraging other people to consider being an organ or tissue or even blood donor. And it was therapeutic. He was 17 years old. He was a senior in high school. He was on his way actually to his third day of his final year of high school. And he was in a tragic automobile accident. And, but he gave a beautiful gift and he lives on, and it's inspiring because it's painful, but it's inspiring. And then Matthew, just a little over a year ago, he passed away. This was a different passing. With Jacob, it was very sudden and nothing to be done. But with Matthew, it was a lot of people probably experienced this. They actually are there when their person, family member or whatnot, passes away. And so even though I got that gift, it was the most unpleasant experience for me. I'm not sure if there are any great experiences in that. Some people say it's peaceful. This was not. It was unexpected. And he left behind a child. And then again, the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, the things that you have before, the things that you have after. And so, but both of my sons, Matthew was my oldest and Jacob was the middle child. And so the cliches with people who say and I know that they don't mean the cliches, or they don't mean the words that they say as that they don't care. I think that it's just something that people say, things like, well, do you have other kids? Or, well, he's in a better place. Or, you know, just the cliche things. Those things are nice. Sometimes they are helpful. Sometimes they are painful. But both of my children, they were my children. So although I'm blessed to have been given the gift of children and to have Matthew for 33 years and Jacob for 17, I wanted more. And unfortunately, that's not how God's plan worked. It was different. And so so I thought that might be why it would be important for you and I to talk about, you know, loss, because it's not on our time. It's on God's time. We don't understand it, but it is part of life.
Fran, what are some of your favorite memories as a mom?
Favorite memories, of course, most moms, the first time they say mama, or the first steps they take, or the first time you realize they're smiling because it's not gas, or the first time they reach for you and when someone else is holding them, or when they want only you, the memories when they grow up, the achievements they get to, the milestones, the driver's license, all of those beautiful things, all of the things in life that for Jacob, he accomplished some, but then it was, you know, the things that he didn't get to do. He never got to vote. He never got to register for service. He never got to marry. And then there's Matthew. He did get to do those things. So just the memories of their laughs, their voices, their smiles, their eyes, their smells, because we all have smells. And I think we take those smells for granted, because when you lose someone, you try to hold on to every little piece of things about that person just so that you can be close to them. So the memories are what you have left. And what you have left is the most precious thing in the world to me.
In the text that you sent me, Fran, you talked about grieving not only your son's deaths, but also the birthdays, anniversaries, grandchildren, and all of the moments that you thought would come. Can you explain that kind of grief?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So when you have a child, your mind is not thinking 20 years, you know, in the future, like, you know, you are, but you're also so soaked up in the moment of, you know, of their birth, and they're healthy, and, you know, they're alive. And as they grow, the milestones. But when you lose a child, it's the what could have beens that are so painful. It's being in public. For me, it was right after, so right after Jacob passed, I had a really hard time hearing other children in public places. It was just little things, like, you know, when his birthday would come, he would still be 17. He would no longer, you know, even though we would attempt to celebrate them, he would still be 17. Just birthdays, holidays. People will say that holidays are hard. Holidays are different. Yes, they're hard, but they're there's an absence. It's just the absence. It's like when you change a room to a different color, or you remove a piece of furniture, it's no longer there. It was there once, but it's no longer there. So it's absent. And so it becomes a void, and it becomes a really big void, because I didn't see myself at 53 years old, not being a grandmother. I thought, you know, I think we all do when we have children, where life is going to be grand. You know, we're going to watch our kids grow up, and they're going to, you know, they're going to have great lives, and, you know, they're going to come back for, you know, holidays, and we're going to get together and eat out, and we're going to do things and go on vacations, and, you know, celebrate their birthdays and milestones, and congratulate them, you know, on success, and be there when it's hard, and be there when it's easy, and all of the things. And those things are gone forever when they're gone. And so it's a hard and cruel lesson of loss. It's cruel, and it's unrelentlessly very glaring. And it's heavy.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Fran Birdwell. She's a friend of mine, a special friend, and she has supported the Mark White Show for many years now. As a matter of fact, back in 2020, she had eggs, and me and Cora went over and picked up eggs in Elkmont, and we delivered them to those in need. And Fran has been by my side through the Mark White Show and sent me text messages, encouraging messages, and I wanted her to share her story today. And we're going to do another segment, and we're going to talk about her battle with stage 4 colon cancer. We're also going to talk about this pebble of grief. She sent a text and sent a message about this pebble, and we're going to talk about that as well. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have my friend Fran Birdwell on the line with me. In the last segment, she shared about losing her sons, Jacob and Matthew. She's also battled stage 4 cancer, and we're going to talk about that as well as this pebble of grief. And she talked about the pebble, and I wanted to have Fran on the line with me today to share her story in hopes that it encourages someone who also is facing challenges in their life and needs support and needs encouragement. Welcome back to the show, Fran.
Thank you, Mark.
So we talked about Jacob and Matthew in the last segment, and we also said that you've battled stage 4 colon cancer. And I want to talk about living with stage 4 colon cancer, as that really just adds another layer to the pain and the grief. Tell us about that diagnosis and the road you've traveled with stage 4 colon cancer.
It is also a roller coaster, because for people who have not experienced cancer, and bless you, and I hope you never have to. Some cancer survivors, you know, their roads or paths are a little different. But for me, my path was long. I was very young when I was diagnosed. It was overlooked. And I do believe that had it not been overlooked, it wouldn't have reached stage 4, which meant I was given 6 months to live, and I was young, and I was also very hard-headed. I was also unaccepting of the word end stage, so I refused to allow cancer to consume me. So I went all the way to Vanderbilt. I went to every doctor I could find to, you know what I mean? To just, because I didn't want my kids, who were still all here, Matthew, Jacob, and Corey, to be without a mom. They were young. And that's all I could think of was the diagnosis. Once you hear the word cancer, you automatically think I'm going to die. And at the time I was diagnosed, 35, it was a very taboo word, especially from a woman's perspective and a colon cancer diagnosis. There was not a lot of information. There wasn't groups, online chats. There weren't searches. If you did search for anything, it was still considered a man's disease. And so it wasn't something that was talked about. It wasn't something that there was a lot of help or support. So navigating stage four colon cancer was rough, not only just the treatments, but I had support with me and with my family, but just getting through that it was worse than challenging. But I say this with grace. I absolutely believe that God allowed cancer to be part of my life so that I would be prepared to lose my two children. That is how I feel about my diagnosis. And moving forward for me, I've had an ileostomy. For people who are not familiar, it is your small intestines on the outside of your body, and you go to the bathroom in a bag, and that bag has to be changed. Well, for a really, really long time, I've had so many ups and downs and good and bads, and it consumes, at some days it consumes my life where I'm unable to leave my home because I have just unrelentless digestive issues. It consumes me. And I have found helping other people, or just going for a drive, or even just possibly like a part-time job, helps my mind get away from that, even though it's always going to be there. I'm always going to have the after effects or the side effects of colon cancer, but I've learned if I allow it to consume me, that's where I'm going to stay. And so I refuse to allow it to consume me. It's because it's not who I am. It's what I had and what I deal with. Like we all deal with, we all deal with something. So that's my something.
Fran, in the text you sent me, you talked about the pebble of grief, and that's a powerful analogy about grief being like a pebble. Mm-hmm. How did that image or message come to you?
So it is actually a poem. It's a poem by Jessica Watson, and I'd heard a few people kind of their analogy of the poem. And so I encourage everyone, because it's actually a poem about a grieving mom. But it relates to everyone, because in life we all incur or we face grief. And so that's where it came from. It's a poem, and it's a beautiful poem. And I think it's a great message for anyone in the realms or the path of grief and loss.
Do you happen to have the poem in front of you, Fran?
I do. Yeah.
Could you read it?
Sure. So it is called The Stone, and it is by Jessica Watson. And be patient with me. The best way I can describe grieving over a child as the years go by is to say it's similar to carrying a stone in your pocket. When you walk, the stone brushes against your skin. You feel it. You always feel it. But depending on the way you stand or the way your body moves, the smooth edges might barely graze your body. Sometimes you lean the wrong way or you turn too quickly and a sharp edge pokes you. Your eyes water, you rub your wound, but you have to keep going because not everyone knows about that stone. If they do, they don't realize that it can bring you so much pain. There are days you're simply happy. You're smiling, it comes easy, you laugh without thinking, you slap your leg during that laughter, and you feel that stone. You're not sure whether you should be laughing still because the stone still hurts. Once in a while, you can't take your hand off that stone. You run it through your fingers, you roll it around in the palm of your hand, and you're so preoccupied by its weight that you forget things like your car keys, your home address, where you're supposed to go, what am I doing, what is today? You try to leave it alone, but you just can't. You want to take a nap, but it's been so many years since you've called in sad. You're not sure anyone would understand anymore, or if they ever did. But most days, you can take your hand in and out of your pocket, feel your stone, and even smile. As its unwavering presence, you've accepted this stone as your own, crossing your hands over it and saying, mine, as children do. You rest more peacefully than you once did. You learn to move forward the best you can. Some days you want to show the world what a beautiful memory you're holding. What most days, you twirl it through your fingers, you smile, you look to the sky, you squeeze your hands together and hope. You are living in the way that honors the missing piece that you carry until your arms are full again with them. And that's the stone.
Fran, for someone listening today that this message has touched them, they're carrying their own pebble, what do you hope they take away from this conversation?
My hope is that you are able to carry your pebble no matter what way you need to carry it. If you need to hold it close to you, if you need to have it away from you, further away, but just enough that you know you still have it, because that may represent something to you that is profound. You need to carry it. Carry it however you need to carry it. If it's heavy, feel it. I have learned that grief is a pebble. Some days it's really heavy. You feel it. You can't overcome it. You can't do anything but hold that pebble. But then there are some days where the pebble is a little lighter, right? You get through your daily life. You carry on. You smile. You may or may not be overwhelmed by that pebble, but you know it's still there. And if you can not overcome, but come to the realization that your pebble, which is your new life or loss in general, so you never get over grief, you never get over loss, but what I've come to realize that grief is, it's a new different. Things become different. I don't really like to use the word overcome or get over. I think it becomes different. Grief is different for everyone. We have different paths. Sometimes you're way in that path and sometimes you're in the light of the path. But if we can meet each other in the middle, support each other, be there when someone needs them, give them space when they need them, just send them a text, call them, let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you. How are you? Would you like to call? Do you need to talk? Not overwhelm them, but just let them know that you know they're holding their pebble or they're holding their grief, but that you are there for them, because it makes a huge difference. I have learned that in grief, people who aren't in the realm of it, and even grandparents, unfortunately, because it's not directly their child or, you know, directly affecting them. Yes, that they grieve, but for a mom or a dad or a husband or a wife, it's a lot different because that's your person, that's your child. So people kind of, they don't mean to, but they don't really realize that you still need their comfort. You still need their call. You still need their text, or you still need them to check in. And so to me, it's important that you be present. And if it's only a few days a week or once a week or whatever it is, think about them in a way that you would want to be thought about, or that you would want to be comforted, however it is, however it shows up, text, a card, whatever it is, just be there for someone.
Fran, I want to thank you for your friendship and thank you for sharing your heart so openly today here on the Mark White Show. And as listeners are hearing, hope and grief aren't enemies. They can exist together. And even in the midst of the loss that you've experienced, you found purpose. And I hear gratitude and love, and I also hear hope. And I appreciate you being a difference maker.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you so much too. All the beautiful things you do for not only our community, but just for people in general. And I absolutely believe that the lives you touch, it's not only that you make a difference, you make us different, and you make us want to be better people and better for each other. So I appreciate you and your friendship and all of the support you've given me over the years. And from the first day that we met on that cold day, and I was giving you eggs, you and little Cora, she was so tiny. And I felt a kinship with you on that day, and we have remained friends, and we check on each other. And that's something that is invaluable to me, and it means a lot. So I thank you.
Thank you, Fran. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your people that you love, your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make an impact in our communities. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.